AircheckDownloads.com.
Metro Radio. It's 6:30. Brian Milligan with the news headlines.
Matt Abba there with the Angel Eyes. Remember, they're the featured artists tonight on TC's programme after six prolific hit writers. There's so many tracks you could choose from Abba. He'll be playing some of them. At 7:40, remember, we'll be talking to Stella Baines from the British Needlecrafts Council with a new series about knitting and sewing hints. That's with TC tonight. But now at 24 minutes to 7 o'clock, we'll go over to the Weather Centre and have a few words with Bob Sinclair. Morning to you, Bob.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you doing?
Oh, yes, very well, thank you. Yes, good. Good.
Noticed it was noticeably cooler this morning than yesterday.
Yeah, it is indeed. Temperature at the moment, I'll give you that, is 4.8 degrees centigrade, which is between 40 and 41 Fahrenheit.
Okay, Bob, thanks for telling us about it.
My pleasure, Steve.
Cheers now. Bye-bye. 22 minutes to 7 is the time. Mark Seaman follows the 9 o'clock news this morning with Grant Blytheman. He'll be here between 10 and 11. You can phone in on Tyneside 488-3188 to book your call to speak to our resident vet. If you have anything wrong with your pussies or your woofers or anything else in your menagerie, then you can phone between 10 and 11. At 11:15, Mark will be talking to Liz Clark from the YMCA in Sunderland about counselling sessions for people hooked on glue sniffing. At 11:25, we'll be finding out how restaurants qualify for a mention in the Good Food Guide when we talk to the editor of the guide, that's Drew Smith. There's also the Million Sellers, and of course there is a mystery voice to go with it.
Oh, when I went to Blitz, George was the only person who smiled and said, please take my picture.
Now, Mark Seaman told me who that was, because I didn't know. I hadn't got a clue. And he thought it was a fairly easy one, which would go fairly quickly. But I said, no. You expect that to go into a three-figure sum, and I still believe that, too. You wouldn't believe who it is. Well, we've had Ben Kingsley and Jimmy Nail and Laurence Olivier and Harry Secombe and Paul Squire and many other guesses so far. We've moved on to £35. Remember, we can go as far as £150, and it moves up a fiver every day we get an incorrect answer from our two competitors. If you'd like to be one of the contestants, all you have to do is to be near a phone line at 9:30 any weekday morning. Send us a card with your name, address, the important bit is your telephone number. We need that if we're to contact you, because once we get the card, it goes in the sack. If it's drawn out again, we'll give you a ring and you're one of the people who could win as much as £150. So remember to put your name, address and telephone number on it and address it to the Mystery Voice, Metro Radio, Newcastle upon Tyne, NE99 1BB, if you know who this is.
Oh, when I went to Blitz, George was the only person who smiled and said, please take my picture.
That's the title of the new song from Elton John.
Christmas,
60 minutes to 7, 97 FM stereo, and Steve King till 9 o'clock. Remember, though, the address to send all those Christmas shopping blues ideas to, the ones that really peeve you when you're out shopping. We'll send a special Christmas present to the best ones you read out over the next few weeks towards Christmas. The address is Christmas Shopping Blues. Steve King, Metro Radio, Newcastle upon Tyne, NE99 1BB.
Good day. This is a special bulletin for business people in the sweet and chocolate trade. They're the right people to do business with.
Nearly 7:15, we'll have a look at today's racing with Bill Arthur today, and he'll no doubt be finding 400-1 winners a little later when he goes for today's Yankee, but we'll find out where the racing is first of all, and that's after we've heard Arthur's theme from Christopher Cross.
Once in your life,
from Dudley Moore's film Arthur, and that's Arthur's theme from Christopher Cross. It's 12 minutes to 7. We'll go racing with Bill Arthur. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve. There are three meetings this afternoon at Wetherby, Huntingdon and at Newton Abbott. Racing just down the A1 at Wetherby starts at 12:30, and the main races there are the Harrogate Conditional Jockeys Handicap Chase and the Rufforth Handicap Chase. Those are the top two. The top item at Huntingdon is the big Peterborough Chase over 2 miles and 4 furlongs. That's at 3 o'clock and the card there starts at 1, while Newton Abbott, the other card this afternoon, gets underway at 12:45, and I'll be having my four selections for today in about an hour's time.
Thank you, we look forward to it. Smashing record there, the Four Tops, and I Just Can't Walk Away. It's 8 minutes to 7 o'clock, and looking ahead to the 7 o'clock news is Brian Milligan.
Thank you, Steve. There's the latest on the newspaper dispute. We'll tell you about the results of two important meetings last night. How Arthur Scargill has joined in the controversy while he was up in the northeast. There's been a large-scale robbery at a Newcastle petrol station. We'll have a full report on that. The great gold robbery. Did police blunder and go to the wrong building? And those Christmas shopping blues. A special report on the lack of Christmas cheer American style. Metro News has it all at 7 o'clock.
AircheckDownloads.com.